News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Victory for animal rights activists. It would seem as fur farming will be forbidden from next year. The Cabinet is expected to agree to ban the practice later today, with a compensation package for farmers affected also to be considered. We're joined by Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Michael, what's your view on this news?
Well, good morning, Shane.
Morning.
And first of all, I don't welcome it. I don't agree with it. And I would like to preface that by saying, when I hear the word, we'll say animal rights groups, of course I respect and I adore animals. I own animals. I like animals. I like every animal. But at the end of the day, Shane, you have to look at this in its overall context. Today, this is this issue. We have people, and again, it is their right and their entitlement, and I respect their right and entitlement to have that view. But there are people who think that it's an outrageous practice to have a cow, to have a calf, to take that calf away from that cow, to fatten that calf, to kill that calf, to have the cow have milk, which we all drink every day, or an awful lot of us drink every day. Mm-hmm. There are people who think it's outrageous to fatten a pig and to kill that pig.
Okay.
There are people who think it's ridiculous that we have hens inside in what we call large congregations, which produce thousands of eggs every day, which we're all very glad to eat.
Yeah.
But there are people who think that that's wrong.
Okay.
Now, the mink farms, there
yeah.
are no...
Because that's a broad animal welfare issue. And,
yes,
and I,
yes,
accept, I accept the point you're making, but we're
but
specifically talking about
question.
Fur farming. Yeah, good.
Yes, yes. And I apologise. I'll focus on the question. The fur farms that we have in Ireland, and I know an awful lot about them, and I'll tell you why. In the past, as a chairperson of an environmental group in County Kerry, I had concerns at that time about fur farms and the way they were operating. I was very proud and very glad of the fact that the people, the owners, the operators, they invested very large sums of money into the what I would call the better running and the better operational methods of their farms. They brought them up to the highest of European standards.
Yeah.
And were operating a very proper and strict regime, which was fully compliant with all rules, all regulations, whether it was to do with animal
yeah,
rights.
But Michael, that's fair. That's fine. But they're still euthanizing animals for fur, and for most people, that's a step too far.
That's fine. I accept what you're just after saying, but today we will kill an awful lot of animals in this country for our consumption. And people don't like to hear that, but it is a fact of life. Animals are killed every day, and their lives are ended so that we can continue to eat their meat. And we do that. And
so is it all or nothing? Should we ban everything or nothing? Is that what you're saying?
No, but you see, what I'm saying to Shane, and I'm being very reasoned and balanced in this. Today is this issue. If animal rights are calling this a win and a success, I'm sure they're the very same people who would like to see us stop live export out of this country. They would like
so
to
this
see
is the thin end of the wedge as far as you're concerned.
That is exactly what I'm saying. And it's like everything in life. You know that I have my views and issues and others have theirs. And my attitude about that is I respect their rights, I respect their views, but I also appreciate being given the right to express my opinion on a subject, and it's only my opinion, but there are an awful lot of people who would agree with what I'm saying.
Okay, but how about saying, yeah, you know what, this could be the thin end of the wedge, I don't want it to be, but actually I accept that killing animals for wearing fur is probably wrong, and let's end that, and then we can fight the other battles later.
But you could say that killing any animal for any purpose, you could fundamentally say was wrong if you wanted to go down that road. And you know that as good as I do. But these people who operate, whether it's fur farms or whether it's any type of farming practices, everybody adheres to the very best of practices and to the very best way that they can.
Okay.
And that is life. And
you'll vote against this legislation.
Oh, I opposed it already in the Dáil, on the record of the Dáil. And to the people today who are operating, who who own, who are working in, are the subsidiary people who are benefiting. Because, for instance, the fur farm that we have in County Kerry, which operates to the highest of standards, and massive amounts of money had been invested in that fur farm back over the decades. And I'm very glad to have seen it grow and evolve to be an extremely efficient business. But to those people, and to the
We're talking about a very small number of people. I think there's 100 people employed in this area.
No, I'm awful sorry. No, I have to take extreme issue with that statement, and I'll tell you why. My office and myself have been inundated with people who have directly and indirectly benefited from the operation of the fur farm in County Kerry. And if you take the fish farms who were using the fur farms in conjunction with their own businesses, and who are going to find it an awful financial loss to those fish farms and fish factories, they are going to find it an awful loss to have the fur farm stopped in County Kerry. So to say that it's only 100 jobs, I know you didn't mean this, but like that is wrong, because the amount of add-on jobs, what's the word you'd use, Shane?
The knock-on impact, secondary jobs, secondary employment.
Exactly. There's a massive amount of those, and those people, their work and their benefit from having the four farms has to be acknowledged as well this morning.
Okay, all right, we will leave it there. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.